11 past five, a riot and fire at the Yonga Hill Detention Centre overnight has been linked to one detainee trying to take his own life. The 22-year-old Iraqi man was flown to Royal Perth Hospital, where he remains in a serious but critical condition. Now, firefighters and police officers were called to the detention centre, but so far we've heard no additional reports of injuries to inmates or staff. To shed some light on the situation, the Assistant Minister for Home Affairs is Linda Reynolds. She joins me on Perth Live. Minister, Assistant Minister, I should say, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
All right, what happened at Yonga Hill Detention Centre?
Look, there was a disturbance, as we had reported, by a small number of detainees at the detention centre early this morning, and emergency services did attend, and they have now left. But I've got to say up front, Ollie, that this behaviour is completely and utterly unacceptable. We don't tolerate violence and aggressive behaviour anywhere in our society, and certainly not in our detention facilities where other detainees and our men and women who work there are at risk. So it's completely unacceptable.
OK, you're going to be moving detainees?
Some of the detainees will likely have to be relocated for a period of time while the facility is repaired, yes.
All right, what damage has been caused to the detention centre?
We haven't released that yet. It's still being assessed, but again, as I say, it is completely and utterly unacceptable, and a crime scene has been established and criminal charges are being considered against those who have been identified as being involved in the incident. So there's still a lot of work on the site to work out exactly what happened and what, if any, criminal charges should be pursued.
Are we talking about fires to some of the beds and where the detainees are housed?
Look, I've heard the same reports that you have, and I understand that there has been that sort of damage, but we won't know exactly the full extent of the damage until after the inquiry and the investigation has been concluded.
And how long should that take?
I'm not sure, but probably a few days.
All right, are we talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage, millions of dollars, or it's too early to tell?
It's too early to tell the quantum of damage, but it's certainly been enough to have to look at relocating detainees from that facility.
And have you been told how many? Is it a handful, or you're unaware at this stage?
They're still going through and doing that assessment. But another point I'd like to make that I think your listeners would be interested in is there's been a reporting about this incident today. But I've got to say that the majority of people in immigration detention now are not people who arrived here by boat. They are people who've committed offences in Australia and have had their visas cancelled, or they're here on character grounds. So I'd just like to clarify some of that reporting, is that people who are now in detention are generally a much harder element of person, and not necessarily, and in fact most are not people who are there because they arrived on boat.
Okay,
most of those have been dealt with.
Assistant Minister, you're saying that there could be criminal charges laid. Could some of these people be deported?
Well, quite possibly, because if they're there because they've either had their visas cancelled on character grounds, by being involved in these sorts of actions, are hardly likely to endear themselves when they're already under review.
All right. Refugee Action Networks have indicated that this particular 22-year-old has tried to commit suicide twice in the last week. Are you aware of any of those accusations?
Look, I can't comment on the specifics of that case for privacy reasons. However, what I would say is that all detainees receive high-level and appropriate medical and mental health care, and claims to the contrary are really not true.
Okay, so there's appropriate medical assistance and facilities at the Yonga Hill Detention Centre?
Yes, there are.
How many detainees are currently being housed at Yonga Hill?
I understand it varies daily, obviously, but there's somewhere in the region of 300.
300? Wasn't this a facility that was built for 150?
No, it is within its limits. I understand it is. It's not overcrowded.
What's the maximum capacity?
The maximum capacity is around where it is at the moment, around about the 300.
Right, this isn't the first.
So it is not overcrowded, and all of the detainees, despite other reporting, are receiving appropriate physical and medical care.
Okay, this isn't the first incident. We go back to 2015 and we saw a man light himself on fire and died. We saw another man bashed there. Are you worried about what's going on there, Assistant Minister? Are you going to go and visit there yourself?
Well, look, I have offered to go and to visit, and I'm hoping to do that. But the point is that these are people who are mostly there because they have had their visas revoked on criminal grounds or character grounds, or they're people who are in the process of being deported. So you have to keep that in mind when you consider their behaviour.
All right, we'll leave it there. Assistant Minister for Home Affairs, Linda Reynolds, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ollie.